Hello and welcome to another Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. We're answering your questions that you submitted on Facebook, so let's rock and roll, man. Derek Churchwell has this one. Will Posey be a number two or number three? He might be a number four or number five, actually, as it stacks up right after OTAs. Andre Johnson's your lead dog at number one. Then you have Kevin Walter at number two. And probably at number three, Lestar Jean, the undrafted free agent from 2011, did some nice things. He's probably third in the pecking order, but it's not concrete right now when it's, you know, early July.
Yeah, it has not been established at all, and Texas coach Gary Kubiak was very clear about that at the end of minicamp. He was asked directly by the media, has anyone established themselves as the number three wide receiver? He said, no, it's still very wide open. Gene did practice with the starters all throughout OTAs, and he got to sit out minicamp along with some of the other established veterans on the team. He's far from established, but he's obviously looked very good in these practices that he's had. He missed last year with a shoulder injury. You got to think about Keyshawn Martin as well, who could make an immediate impact. A lot of speed out there. That's what I heard from a lot of the coaches. They're very impressed with his speed on the field, his quickness, his ability. He really impressed people. But Posey, the third-round pick out of Ohio State, the Texans coaches think that he can be a starter one day. It's a question of how soon that'll happen. He missed most of last year in college with two suspensions that caused him to miss 10 games. So they said he had a little bit of rust you could kind of see throughout OTAs and minicamp, but he's going to continue to make progress, and I think he'll definitely make an impact this year. Just remains to be seen how big that impact will be.
Plus, you got to remember, there will also likely be a free agent with some experience signed before camp, during camp, one of those type of deals.
For competition's sake, at least. And yeah, and when they sign him, you never know if he's going to make the roster, if that's going to push everybody down, what's going to happen. But training camp's going to be big for him, like everybody else, to get more acclimated and put to use what he learned in OTAs and minicamp.
Nick, I love this one. It's not necessarily a question, but it's just sort of a statement. But we welcome these. Rene Moreno Jr. says, go Texans, a dedicated Texan fan in Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine. Lots of consonants. I don't know if I probably didn't say that correct. But we love hearing from folks all over the world, especially the ones in the Ukraine. Thank you for sending that in. Rick Skinner has this one. Which game do they have circled on the schedule this year? Cliche time, Nick, but if you ask any player, they're going to say the first game against Miami. They want to go 1-0. 1-0 is a mantra that served them well in 2011, meaning they want to go 1-0 every week. They want to win the game that's in front of them. So if you're talking about that, circling games, that's one. If you want to maybe sort of go from the fan perspective, I think the Ravens game in October, late October, week 7, that's going to be a big one as well.
Yeah, from a fan perspective and just from our perspective, I think, of the entertainment and excitement that you're expecting around these games. I think the Packers Sunday night game is obviously going to be a huge one. That's the one primetime game the Texans have at home. Then the game at New England on Monday Night Football late in the season could be a huge game in the AFC. Of course, that's getting very far ahead of ourselves. And like you said, every player that we've talked to, every player that we'll hear from through our camp, they're going to tell you the same thing, that they're looking ahead just at week one, Miami Dolphins, trying to win that first game here at Reliance Stadium. And that's the way they've kind of got to approach it. There's obviously a bigger picture in mind. The Texans have made no bones about the fact that they think they're Super Bowl contenders this year. They expect to compete for the Super Bowl. They expect to, you know, make the playoffs and do well in their division. But they're going to get there by focusing one game at a time, and that's why they're circling the Miami Dolphins.
On top of that, the Thanksgiving game, too, I think you're going to be sort of lingering around the turducken because you're a big fan of that stuff.
I've never had it, but I probably will, yeah.
He really has. You can see gravy coming out anyways. George Nicholas Securis, what's going on with Dominique Barber? Is he returning to Houston? Well, Dominique Barber, the safety, who also was having a really good season last year on special teams before he got injured in the road game during the regular season at Baltimore, he's not on the roster right now. He's a free agent, unrestricted free agent. There's, you know, maybe a chance he comes back, but as of right now, not a Texan.
Yeah, he hasn't signed with the Texans. To my knowledge, he hasn't signed with anybody, and it would seem unlikely at this point if the Texans haven't signed him by now that he would re-sign, but who knows, maybe he's still rehabbing. I'm not really sure what his health status is, but yeah, he may have been the Texans' best special teams player when he was injured last season. I think it was a week 6 at Baltimore, but played very well for the Texans for the last couple years in a reserve role, and as of now with the Texans, doesn't seem like he will be back because he's not here right now.
All right, we get some funny names, and one of them is Nandes Katrawik. First, would like to say go Texans. Who will be the Texans kicker this year, and how good will the O-line be this year? Cannot wait till the first open practice and the football season. Us too, we can't wait either. But as far as the kicker competition goes, it's probably going to be Randy Bullock, the rookie, the fifth-round pick from Texas A&M. He's going to get pushed pretty hard, though, by Shane Graham. Shane Graham's been around the league a decade or so, but you got to think Bullock has the upper hand after OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, he has upper hand, I think, simply because the Texans use a fifth-round draft pick on him, and when you draft a kicker, that's usually a pretty big sign of commitment. They had never drafted one before. He was the first of four kickers drafted this year, and some other teams really wanted him from what I've heard. And, you know, the guy was the best kicker in college football last year.
He's
27 of 33, yeah, at the Lou Groza Award. The Toe Groza Award?
Lou the Toe Groza was his nickname.
I never knew that. Learn something new every day here.
That's right.
Or every Friday Facebook mailbag, I guess. But, you know, Shane Graham, it's going to be a competition. They're going to chart every kick throughout training camp. That's what Joe Marciano, the special teams coordinator, and Greg Kubiak have said. It's going to be kind of like when Neil Rackers and Chris Brown competed a couple years ago for the spot. They're going to go down to the wire probably with this thing and make sure that whoever they have is the best man for the job, and they're going to let them win. They're going to be competing in front of their teammates. They're going to be competing in preseason games. So it'll be fun to watch. But as for the O-line part of this.
I think it's going to be a pretty good O-line. You got a pro bowler leading the way at Chris Myers. You have outside on the left edge, left tackle, Dwayne Brown.
Will be a Pro Bowler.
Could have been a Pro Bowler last year. I think the same can be said for Wade Smith at left guard. Very nasty player. Smart. Does a lot of good things. And that right side of the line, it has some experience. They've done some nice things. And they're led by a guy in John Benton who knows a thing or two about blocking.
Yeah. Senator Chris Myers told us on the radio earlier this offseason that he could see John Benton being a head coach someday, his offensive line coach, and he's done a fantastic job with this line. Look at the success the Texans have had in the running game. You know, Rashad Butler and Derek Newton are going to compete on that right side at right tackle, and then you're going to have Brandon Brooks, the rookie guard, competing to try and oust Antoine Caldwell, the fourth-year right guard who has some starting experience. The guys with the experience, Butler and Caldwell, you got to think have the upper hand, and they practice with the starters for most of OTAs, but those are going to be probably the most heated competitions throughout camp, and whoever wins it is going to be a good player for this team. And the rest of the O-linemen, like you mentioned, pretty good track records among those guys, and they're going to make sure to keep the group afloat.
For sure. Barrett Bear Ortega has this. Sup, Friday mailbag. Sup. Do y'all think TJ will get any special consideration for being our next QB since him and Mr. McNair were both Sigma Chi's in college? Sometimes in life, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, that's true. That saying does hold a lot of water. But in this case, I don't think so. Matt Schaub is the guy that this offense runs around. This offense was so much better. 10 points per game better when Schaub was in the game versus when T.J. Yates was in the game. That's not a knock on Yates. Yates did an admirable job coming in last year. But Matt Schaub is the key to this, the success of the team, success of the offense, despite those Sigma Chi ties that he has with Mr. McNair.
Yeah, it's a funny question. And I know T.J. Yates actually spoke at a big Sigma Chi dinner here in town a couple months ago, a big charitable thing that I think he's in the news for a little bit. And Mr. McNair has been very involved with the fraternity's foundation. But the obvious answer to this question is no.
Yeah. Moises Martinez has this. Hey, Nick and Drew, great job on answering our questions, guys. Y'all are doing a great job. Thank you. My question is, do you guys know anything about the Texans wanting to go after Donovan McNabb? And I am so ready for the season to get underway. Go Texans. Yes, go Texans. Can't wait for the season to start. And yes, we do know something. They have no interest in Donovan McNabb because they have Matt Schaub. And they have three quarterbacks behind him who they're very interested in developing, having there on the roster, and seeing things down the line from.
Yeah, it's going to be hard enough as it is for the coaching staff to divvy up all these reps during training camp among the four guys because obviously, Schaub is going to want every single rep he can get, having not participated in OTAs and minicamp. T.J. Yates is still a young player who's coming along. And then John Beck and Case Keenum look like they'll probably be competing for that third spot. They could keep four, Gary Kubiak said, if maybe Keenum were on the practice squad, say. But Keenum has a chance of making the active roster. So there are not going to be very many reps as it is to go around among those four guys. Donovan McNabb will not be coming to the Texans, we can say, pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes, and this final question comes from the next Michael Phelps. This guy is tearing it up in the swimming pool. His name is Tony Ung. He says, Drew and Nick, always enjoy listening and watching the Friday Mailbag and the many other segments both of you do. Well, thanks a lot. Roger Goodell recently said in his news conference that the NFL wants high-speed Wi-Fi in all NFL stadiums to give fans a better experience at games, with New Orleans being one of the first to get it since they will be hosting the Super Bowl this upcoming season. Are there any rumblings that you're hearing for when Reliance Stadium would implement Wi-Fi? Thanks, and go Texans. Thank you, Tony. As far as Reliance Stadium getting Wi-Fi, that's definitely on the to-do list. Don't know how soon it's going to happen, but expected in the next 2-3 years, maybe even sooner.
Yeah, it's something that, like you said, is on the radar, and obviously the Texans would like it to happen. I'd like it, I know for sure, because sometimes down on the field or in the locker room or at a press conference after a game, I'm trying to tweet something out about what Gary Kubiak said or what happens on the field, and it doesn't work. And I know it's frustrating. But
and I think a lot of people, you know, look at you and they think your chin is connected to your chest bone because you're always looking down at your phone. So yeah. This guy's not blowing smoke. He really is always checking.
So, yeah, hopefully it'll happen soon. You know, if we find anything out, if something is in the works, we'll definitely keep you posted here on HoustonTexans.com.
That's the type of stuff we answer on the Friday Facebook mailbag. We hear from the Ukraine. We hear about, you know, what's going to happen with Wi-Fi. What about the receivers? All that stuff. We love hearing from you. You're the greatest fans in the world. We wouldn't have jobs if it weren't for you. So please send in a question again next week, the Friday after that, after that, after that, after that, and so on and so on. Thanks again for watching this Friday Facebook mailbag.